The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
As we open up the second half of the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, let's look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. In girls' play, Riverdale 72, Blackman 43. It was Oakland defeating Smyrna 72-47. And Siegel 31, Laverne 25. In overtime, Community defeated MTCS to end their season in the District 9A tournament, 46-45 in OT, 60-40 Cascade over Eagleville. And in boys basketball, it was Blackman 68, Riverdale 41, Oakland 72, Smyrna 63, and Siegel 67-65 over Laverne. Don't forget, the District 9A boys tournament is tonight at the higher seed. We're going to broadcast Moore County at MTCS. And the middle school championship for the mid-state section is taking place to this afternoon, the state tournament. Rock Springs and Christiana girls will play at noon, and Oakland versus Kenwood, and that one is taking place at about 1:30 or so. And I understand Whitworth Buchanan is actually in the TNT semifinals up in that tournament in Springfield. So just thought we'd pass along some of that information this morning as we now talk some Siegel boys basketball. Justin Stanford is joining us, assistant coach, and Ben Dotson is in the film room right now breaking down film. He's getting ready, I guess, already.
He had a prior engagement.
Prior engagement.
Here, but I tell you, I would be here every time if he let me.
Well, we enjoy having you, obviously, and appreciate you coming in this morning. District tournament is here, and last night, who knows, maybe a prelude to what this district tournament's going to be about. I really think we've got some really, really good basketball coming up.
Yeah, usually when you look at 1-6, you see the sixth team. You think the 3-6 game's going to be nothing. You're already playing for the 3. And I tell you, us being in the 2 position, there's no overlooking the 3-6 game thinking we're already going to be playing, you know, Laverne on Saturday. You got to look at Smyrna. You know, they may have overachieved, and like Coach Drayton said earlier, they were in it until the fourth quarter both times, and Laverne just pulled it out against them. Smyrna is very talented, and it could very well be Smyrna possibly over Laverne Thursday night.
Well, the one good thing is you got the 2 seed, you got the first round bye automatically in the region. All of those things play into your favor. In a league that is so tough this year.
Yes, the biggest thing is the region. That's a big breather, sigh of relief, knowing that all week you have guaranteed yourself not only on Saturday but also the week after that playing in region. You know, the cliche is that everyone's 0-0, but it couldn't be more true. Everyone starts his postseason 0-0, and it could go anyway. You know, all through January we're jockeying for position for district tournament. Now we're jockeying for position for seeding in the region tournament.
Well, just to look at how things have gone this year in boys basketball, the scores have been really close. I think you'd have to look at Blackman and Siegel and say, you know, there were the 2 top teams, but it's a little closer between the top and bottom teams in boys this year than maybe so in girls. I don't know if that's a fair statement. I think I can make that. I don't know if you see as much girls as I do, but it's, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference in Smyrna, which is sitting at 0-10. They could easily have won a few games and been in a different position.
Yeah, you can't look at just the wins, losses of those 2 top teams, compare them to the 3, 4, 5, and 6 teams. If you look at it, Oakland played Blackman close. Laverne's played us close. So if you look at that, and we also were able to play Blackman close. If you look at our 3 losses this year, 2 in district and 1 non-district, we all had an injury or something else occur in those 3 losses. I remember our very first loss against Independence when Gooch got hit in the elbow and he had to go to the hospital. I had to stop in game. They were playing the game. I had to stop, run to the locker room, get the medical forms, get all that. That was a first injury, and that's, I mean, you could say it really led to our first loss. And same thing happened when we had Blackman at home, losing 2 guys for fouls and another guy because of whatever you call that call, getting an ejection. And then again, having our leading scorer out when we played at Blackman. You know, it's all through those losses. Then you look at other teams, you know, injuries will pile up. And I think that's another reason, going on to your point, that makes teams so close together. Because not every team's at full strength right now.
Yeah, well, and you're not going to be at full strength, but not everybody else is either. But having this week, you know, you don't play again until Saturday. You have another couple of days where Laverne and Smyrna have to get ready, you know, on Thursday. That has to help you. That extra couple of days will allow you to rest some guys and get those bruises and bumps all taken care of.
Well, not only rest, but we can also have fun, you know, build team chemistry, but we can also get prepared for whoever we're going to be playing next Saturday, and not just prepare for district tournament, but also knowing back in mind we've got a region spot and we can prepare for that as well.
Well, once it starts, once the tournament starts, whether it be the first round or waiting to play until the semis, mm-hmm. from then on, it's on. I mean, yeah. you've got to be ready to play. You're going to play two games in the district tournament and then turn around and play somewhere, somehow in the region in an elimination game. So once the tournament time starts, it's pedal to the metal.
Yeah, our freshman team sure got a handle of that, a big dose of it on Wednesday night. You know, Blackman played first round in Monday night's game. Then they played number 2 seed Siegel on Wednesday night. Then they played the number 1 seed Laverne. And they won all 3 of those. And it just shows you, I mean, you get one chance, and you can't care after the game. You got to care during the game, and you don't have that second chance. So our players have got to realize they can't be welled up with emotion after the game. They got to be ready to go before, from the start, for 32 minutes.
It's a very different season. Tournament time, the regular season, it's kind of routine. You play Tuesday, mm-hmm. you play Friday, and all of that really works well until you get to tournament time. And I know coaches are creatures of habit, but tournament time just throws everybody off. But you all have been there, done that, you know. You've got to have some kind of formula here. How do you have to change your mindset as a coach to get ready for the tournament?
Well, it's definitely a different feeling, and it's edge of your seat, and you're trying to do every motivation thing to your players, whatever it is, but it's definitely a different feeling. And like you said, Coach Dawson's been there. He's led the program not only as assistant but also as the head coach. You know, he's been there for years, and so he will do what he's got to do to get this team ready to play in our district tournament and then further on in the region and so forth.
Justin Stanford joining us, assistant coach at Siegel High School, talking about the Siegel Stars, number 2 seed in the tournament, have had a great year, 24-3, I believe it is.
Yes.
On the year, and looking forward to many great things here from the Siegel Stars. Where do you stand injury-wise? I know that there's been, everybody that I see says, what about Robert Brandon? And I'm sure that you all have answered that question until you're blue in the face. So maybe here's a chance to kind of put a blanket answer out there.
Well, I can't even give you the exact part that's injured.
Yeah.
But I can say it was a lot more positive than we ever thought it was going to be. Obviously, he'll be out here this district tournament, but we'll see what goes on further and how he progresses and what the trainers and the doctors say about it.
You really have had a lot of guys step in to the role. I really think that Aiden Burton has done a heck of a job coming in a pretty tough position.
Yeah, you know, back in the summer, he tore his ACL in AAU play, and then he has worked his butt off, not just in the training room, but also once he was back and able to play full participation. You know, he's been in the gym. He's really trying to get back. You know, we're looking for, you know, more consistency out of him. But, you know, with him, is he wants to do it. He has the desire to do it. And so hopefully him and some other people will step up here for big postseason play. It's no longer regular season. We're looking for someone. We got to have people step up in the district tournament.
I guess if there was a quote-unquote gym rat on the Siegel team, would it be Burton?
I would say he'd be the closest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have been to many places over the years, but White County, they seem to always have gym rats, you know. that's the thing to do, and they're in the gym all the time. It takes a dedication to be able to come back from an ACL injury that happens in the summer to rehab it and get it back. One kid that comes to mind is Brent Stockstill, obviously. That's football, but he's doing great, and there's nobody going to work any harder to get back and get ready to play, and Burton's kind of must be the same way.
Yeah, you can't rely on your parents or coaches to get you better like that. You have to have a mentality yourself that you're going to get yourself better. It's almost like one of those things you have to believe in yourself. Well, you have to believe in yourself that you're going to get back in time. And so not just with the talking about Coach Aiden Burton, but also looking at all these guys have got to put in a little bit extra time outside of their personal time, outside of what we're doing in the game right now, to get themselves better.
Right now, who's playing the best for you? Seems like the team chemistry, there's maybe a little different lineup every time that we've seen you. You're kind of trying to find that right mix right now going into the tournament, it seems.
Well, in my opinion, our point guard, number 22, Ryan Jones, is our leader and our floor general. And in my opinion, he would be at the top of the all-tournament team for Siegel, at least. And, I mean, he's led our team. He leads them on the court. He's definitely the link between Coach Dotson and the rest of the team, for sure. And
he's so
he plays a big role.
Yeah. Well, we've had some really good point guards and had some really good floor generals, and they're really like the quarterback of the team. That's a role that he had to kind of embrace, Ryan, this year.
Yeah, last year he played in the shadows of Treyton Harris, but this year it's his team. And he has done, for the most part, a great job of stepping up and taking leadership, not just with his actions, but also vocally.
Others coming in, your bench is so deep, you're able just to keep throwing fresh bodies out there. And I think that's one attribute that is so huge for Siegel. You can throw new kids out there constantly and keep fresh legs, and that really forces the team to play up tempo.
Yeah, it's nice in practice. Everyone's dueling it out, and when it comes game time, we just got to figure out whose nights are going to be, and we rotate them in and out to see, you know, who's going to play. And if that person's playing to their ability, their night, they're going to stay in.
Whoever's got the hot hand, shooting the ball well. I know that Tay Martin has come in and give you some good minutes. Simpson is kind of a beast inside when he gets going, but you know, maybe it's somebody else's night. Maybe it's Gooch who's playing well and stroking the ball well, so he gets more time. So it's got to be hard. All kids want to play, obviously. Right. So how do you keep kids going in and out and make everybody happy?
Well, first of all, in practice, they've got to earn our trust. So when they get put in the game, when it really matters, they got to understand that we're putting them in games. We trust them from what we've seen in practice. We know that they're going to come in. They're going to know our defense. They're going to know what we're doing. You know, they haven't just been on the bench not knowing what's going on in the game. They've been watching it, so they get in there, and they'll be able to make an immediate impact. The biggest thing with that is what we got to find some guys who are going to provide solid minutes for us. And that can be difficult because you're trying to see, well, whose night it is. Sometimes it's a gut feeling, and sometimes it's just a visible feeling, seeing how they're playing out there.
Yeah. There's a lot to be said about you play a game as good as you practice during the week. Practices are so very important, and you just kind of alluded to that when, you know, try to tell my young son that, you know, you've got to practice hard during the week and take every time that you can step out on the floor, cherish that time just as much as you would if you got into a game.
Yeah. The players have got to understand. I know I've been teaching my freshmen that over and over again, but what we do in practice is got to transfer over to the game. You can't just flip a switch and it's game time, so now I'm gonna listen to what coach is saying. It's got to be in practice, transfer that over to the game. So that's why every practice is getting us ready for the game. We don't do anything that's fillers. Everything is for the game.
The energy, the effort that you put in during practice, that's what's going to earn you playing time on game night.
Right. You talk about take no possessions off during the game. Well, you can't take any possessions off in practice. And by doing that, if you can just create that habit in practice, that will lead to more solid playing time for you, more solid minutes for you, and that end up being a better team atmosphere for us if we can just transfer that over from the practice to a game.
Well, if last night was any indication, a two-point win over Laverne, and it came down to the very end, I think they hit a three, like, with no time left or close to that. You hit some free throws down the stretch. All of those things that you preach during practice that you got to do to win big ball games, you did last night. But, gosh, this district tournament, whether it's Laverne or Smyrna that you play in the first round, I'm sure your guys will be ready. You've just got to preach that to them, I guess. You can't overlook anybody come tournament time.
Right. It don't matter who we're going to be playing on Saturday night. Both teams are going to be there. Both teams are going to be talented. You just can't look at records in the postseason.
Well, we're going to be there to broadcast all of them. Look forward to seeing you and Coach Dotson and everyone else with the Siegel program on Saturday. And we appreciate your time, Justin, coming in here this morning. You got something else?
May I add just a happy birthday to Coach Middleton's wife up at Smyrna. We just wanted to give a big shout-out to his wife. It's his... her birthday, and we just want to wish her happy birthday.
Well, he better buy her the biggest piece of jewelry that's out there. He's got money somewhere hidden. So
I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve for today.
Well, it better be nice. That's all I've got to say. Coach, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Justin Stanford joining us here this morning.